Hi, y'all. This is Sweet as Honey, and I thought that I would make my first ramble today. It is World Mental Health Day, and first thing I want to say is that if you need help, never be afraid to reach out. Whether to a friend, or if you are religious, to your pastor, preacher, or, you know, to get professional counseling, please do so. It's not weakness to need help. Everyone needs help. And your mental health is just as important as your physical health. I thought that I would share with y'all some of my experiences and just give y'all a little, I don't know, just share my story, I guess. I don't know why, but I'm a little nervous right now. I probably needed counseling as a child. I was happy. I mean, but there was anxiety there that I don't normally see in a very young child. You know, I've been around quite a few, and I don't normally see that level of anxiety. But as I got older, it got worse, so much worse. It's reached pretty critical levels at different points of my life. When I was 19 and in my first semester of college, I had something very bad happen, and it wasn't even one thing, really. It was a series of events, and they were each unrelated, but enough to make me feel completely isolated, like I was not worth, I didn't even think it was worth me being alive. And I would hurt myself. I won't describe anything like that I've done, but I can just leave it at that. I hurt myself physically and mentally. Yeah. I had to pause, and now I'm not sure where I was, but you know, things built up and my anxiety reached a very critical point and I needed help, but I didn't know who to ask. A couple years later, I was still very lonely, but I decided on a lark to get on the computer. I was living with my grandmother, and I got on the computer, and she still used dial-up at this point. This was early 2000s, you know, so I got on the computer and made a dating profile and found my now ex. We married within a year. And those first couple of years were very good. They were very good. We were like a couple that had been together for decades. It was just like we fit. But you can't really know a person in less than a year, in my opinion. Let's see. Within that first 2 years, we had our daughter. And, yeah. I settled into motherhood pretty well. I'm prone to being very lonely. I don't want to be around a lot of people, but I like to have a few people that understand me. At that point, we went to church every Sunday. And let's see, when we were about 7 years in into our marriage, I started getting to where I was getting paranoid again and anxious, and it both felt like my skin was crawling with ants a lot of times, and like I couldn't breathe. My anxiety got so bad that I could not breathe. And finally I went to a professional because I could not leave the house. I was afraid that everybody could see my thoughts. And I know that makes damn sense, but it doesn't have to make sense. When your mind is like that, it's not going to make sense. Nothing's going to make sense because your mind is telling you these things and you're thinking these things, and it's just not going to make sense. So, I went to the counselor, and, you know, they said it was severe anxiety, and I was thinking, well, duh, and they gave me medicine that took every little bit of emotion away. It didn't just even me out or, you know, kind of calm me down some. It took it all away. And I would just sit in the rocker and stare at the wall all day. And my husband would get home and say, what have you done today? And because he would just see me sitting there staring at the wall and I'd say nothing. So you didn't crochet? You didn't knit or do something? You know, he was on this kick at that point that I needed to do something every day to, you know, that I liked doing, just because he didn't, at that point, like to see me so unhappy. And, no, I just stared at the wall. My will to do anything was just gone. Eventually, that evened out, and for years, I was okay. I mean, I was still anxious, and I think that that's just part of being me. I think I am an anxious kind of person, but it wasn't anything that I couldn't handle. And after our divorce, it got bad again. And it wasn't great before then, but it seems like any severe thing like that just, I feel it deeply. And I feel happiness deeply, and I feel sadness deeply, and anger deeply, and everything so deeply. I wrote down everything that had happened that summer, which is something that I failed to do the first time. And I took it with me, and I saw a different lady this time, and she said that she said, there's anxiety, but there's also something called borderline personality disorder. And I won't really get too much into that because there's so many conflicting things on whether it's truly a personality disorder or if it's just hormones. Or if hormones play a part in it, but not the whole part. I've done too much reading on it, and I'm confused about it, but apparently that's what it is. And I am on meds for it, and it does help some. And I know generally when things are going to get worse, because they get worse before that certain time in my month. And I know how to bring myself down from it. And that is more valuable than taking meds, in my opinion. But yeah, I guess, like I said before, I'm telling you all this because even the happiest people sometimes have a lot of stuff going on in their lives. And just don't be afraid to reach out. Don't be afraid to say, well, yeah, I have this. Because probably a lot of people have mental health issues, and they don't necessarily have to go on meds for all that. But if you do need meds, then there's nothing wrong with that either. Do what you have to do to be well, mentally and physically. do what you've got to do. If you ever need someone to talk to, my inbox is open. And I hope y'all have a wonderful day. Bye. Mwah.